I do a lot of promotional things. I was out helping Allie. She's part of the Team LFO crew, and she's a good friend of mine. We go back since elementary school. And we were out. She's a comedian. She's a really good comedian. And we were walking up to crowds of people and just saying, "Would you like to laugh at the cripple girl?" And I would point at Allie, and she would kind of roll up in her chair and would tell a joke and hand her card. And, you know, people were kind of taken back by that, but then they would laugh when they finally realized what was going on. I guess we ran to the event coordinator, and we walked up to her, and the next thing you know, she's just saying, you need to leave now. She called the police over. The police told us we needed to leave. I said,
wow.
I said, why? Next thing you know, the cops grabbed me, and one cop's putting me in handcuffs. Another cop's threatened to tase me if I don't be quiet, and that's kind of what happened.
But this was part of a very clever and very provocative marketing campaign for Allie Bruner's Comedy Act. Did she come up with the idea?
Her website is I Laughed at the Cripple Girl. I mean, the getting arrested part wasn't planned. There's no way you could have planned that. I mean, they put on the citation, did recklessly cause alarm and annoyance to others by making grossly abusive language. Cincinnati police arrested somebody for saying words, you know, in public and made somebody uncomfortable.
And this has turned into a free speech issue. Are we becoming too sensitive?
Yeah, I think we're too sensitive. I think that's the reason why Allie's putting herself out there and really, you know, making herself vulnerable. You know, she's making herself vulnerable. She's putting herself out in the community. I think that the only way that you ever really fix problems or help people understand is by communicating. And if you're not putting yourself out there, you know, people will never become aware of what the issues are. I didn't know people talked to her like she was mentally retarded. I didn't know how hard it was just to kind of go from party in the park, for example, to go hang out at one of the bars downtown when you're rolling around in a wheelchair and you happen to cross this traffic and the lights don't flash long enough.
Was the intent to prove that she's completely competent of defending herself?
Well, Allie is competent and able to defend herself. The point was to make people laugh and to help tackle the word crippled. I mean, that's Allie's. It's a big part of Allie's stand-up act. It's to make people comfortable with her and to make people comfortable with the situation so that they can actually laugh and hear the words that she's saying instead of looking at her and thinking things and having preconceived ideas. They said that they believe that maybe the police thought that I was just some jerk who was taking advantage of a person who wasn't mentally competent to get attention. And then what they found out was that Allie was more than, you know, mentally competent, and it was all her thing, you know?
Right.
So, and I think that right there kind of sums up what, you know, whole preconceived ideas of how we look at things, I mean, and how we judge things without actually making it a point to communicate.
It's a very courageous stance that she's taken. How do you intend to defend yourself in court?
Well, I actually, since this favor, we have a bunch of lawyers actually hit me up. So I'm seeking private counsel. I guess we'll see who can handle it the best. June 20th. It depends. Right now, at this point, it's on Cincinnati. Either A, they dismiss it, or B, you know, they take it further. But I'm not willing to back down. I'm not guilty of anything.
You can find out how to follow Allie Bruner and Forrest Tomer on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Forrest Tomer, thanks for keeping us on our toes. Good luck in court.
Thank you.